RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesia will build military base in outermost islands. Obama to give first post-presidential speech in Asia at Indonesian Diaspora Convention. And now the news in detail. Indonesia keeps increasing its defensibility by planning to build military base in the outermost island which border with neighboring countries. It was said by Chief Commander of Indonesian Military General TNI Gatot Nurmantyo after the joint force briefing with chiefs of mass media and journalists at Balai Sudirman in Jakarta on Monday 12 June. He said the construction of military base in the outermost island will be the same as the military base in Natuna.
Jadi sesuai dengan kebijakan yang sudah
As the policy I explained to President, Indonesia will build military base in the outermost island of Natuna, Biak, Morotai, Sao Melaki, and Selaru. Indonesian Military Chief Commander General TNI Gatot Nurmantyo said the existence of the outermost island will have a military base which is linked to the island-shaped aircraft. The military base will be equipped with a modern military equipment to secure Indonesia's foremost district. Former United States President Barack Obama will open the 4th Congress of the Indonesian Diaspora on July 1st in Jakarta. The chairman of the Indonesian Diaspora Global Network, or IDGN, Dino Patijalal, said on Monday, June 12th, Dino said during a press conference in Jakarta that he has received confirmation that the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, will deliver the keynote address to the 4th Congress of the Indonesian Diaspora on July 1st. He added that Obama has always been a special friend of Indonesia and an inspiration to many Indonesians. According to Dino, Obama is visiting Indonesia to fulfill an invitation from President Joko Widodo to go on a vacation in the archipelago. Obama has traveled several countries including Italy and Germany since leaving office. Last Tuesday, Obama and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made headlines after Trudeau posted a photo on Facebook of them sharing a meal in Booth in Montreal, Canada. Dino added that Obama's keynote address on July 1st will be his first speech in Asia after reportedly delivering a private paid speech during a visit to Italy. There are approximately 6 to 8 million Indonesian diaspora according to Dino. Most of them are migrant workers or TKI. The Congress of Indonesian Diaspora is a biennial event organized by IDGN, a network established in 2012 in Los Angeles. This year's event will take place from July 1st to 4th at Kota Casablanca, a mall in South Jakarta. As a country that is experiencing exponential growth in data volume, Indonesia and its banking system have yet to fully implement cloud computing technologies due to the regulation barriers and a lack of decent infrastructure. IT solution provider Trade Data Indonesia President Director Erwin Z. Ahir said in Jakarta on Monday, June 12, that major banks in Indonesia have 10 to 40 million customers with hundreds of millions of transactions every day. Under Government Regulation No. 82/2012 on the Management of Electronic Transaction and System, Data and Disaster Recovery Centers for Public Services must be located within Indonesia, meaning that Indonesian banks must store its customers' data in the country. Therefore, Indonesian banks that previously operated data centers located overseas must repatriate their information. According to a 2014 survey by IDC Financial Insight on data centers, most Indonesian banks expect a 10 to 20% data volume growth rate per year. Meanwhile, Fajar Mudiandi, Teradata Chief Solution Architect, said moving to clouds has yet to be an option for the company's client because of their massive amounts of data. Indonesian state-owned electricity firm PLN has stated its readiness to absorb 60 million standard cubic feet per day, or MMM, CFD of gas to be produced at the Masela block in the Arafura Sea to develop a combined cycle power plant, or PLTGU, with a capacity of 300 megawatts of electricity. The electricity will be used to support various businesses, including fertilizer and petrochemical plants, which are planned to be developed in the area near Masela block. According to the Industry Ministry, three other companies have shown interest in investing Masela block, namely state-owned fertilizer producer PT Pupuk Indonesia, petrochemical firm PT El Soro Multi Pratama, and plastic product company PT Sojitz Indonesia, with a total demand of 474 MMSCFD. The Industry Ministry Director of Upstream Chemical Industry, Muhammad Khayyam, said in Jakarta on Monday, June 12, there is another demand of 60 MMSCFD from PLN. The total demand will be too large, so the ministry will discuss the matter in the next meeting with other stakeholders. Previously, state-owned energy giant Pertamina also expressed interest in buying 200 MMSCFD of gas produced at Masela block. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian held a meeting with several ministers to discuss the final preparation for security and facility arrangement to be provided to homebound travelers who wish to celebrate Idul Fitri Islamic holiday in their hometowns. Karnavian said at the police headquarters on Monday, June 12, that the police have held frequent joint meetings, including meetings to check the roads to be used for the exodus, locally called mudik. The general recalled a serious congestion around the East Brebes toll exit last year. He noted last year the problem was in the Brexit or Brebes toll exit because too many vehicles were queuing up there. He hoped that there would be no more traffic congestion in East Brebes area this year, because the Public Work and Public Housing Ministry have constructed a 110-kilometer-long toll road from Brebes to Gringsing, Batang in Central Java that could be used by mudik travelers. There is a 110-kilometer-long functional road from Brebes to Gringsing, big vehicles such as truck will not be allowed to use the functional road connecting Brebes to Gringsing. The police will deploy 16 students from Police Officer Candidate School, Setukpa, to help monitor and address traffic jams. Indonesia, in pursuing the progress and welfare of the people, must rely on the demand of the University of the Al-Quran. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, the president, remarked in his speech at the Nuzul Quran Day commemorating the descent of Al-Quran at the State Palace on Monday, June 12 in Jakarta, that the Al-Quran becomes a blessing not only for the Arabs but for all mankind in the world. Therefore, people need to imitate the Prophet Muhammad in building nation and state. The president revealed that the commemoration of the Nuzulul Quran, two things should always be reminded, namely to step up the worship to Allah or God Almighty and take the exemplary messenger of Allah, Prophet, on the motion of taking the value of the universality of the Quran to transform the Arab people to become civilized and become a developed nation. The president also explained that the Quran teaches to be tawawud or modest, cooperate and help each other in everyday aspect of life. He explained, apart from that, the government has also issued a policy of economic equity through the distribution of asset for people to have land, easy access to capital, and a massive advocacy education. The president said the government also plans to develop the economy of the people through the Islamic finance based on the Wakaf system, but this is still in the process of being resolved. The last item, the Indonesian national under 22 football team is ready to fight the U22 squad of Puerto Rico in a friendly match to be held in the Magu Wohardjo Stadium, Sleman, Yogyakarta on Tuesday, June 30th. Coach of the Indonesian U22 squad, Luis Milla, said on Monday, June 12, that the team want to continue to perform well like what the team did in the last trial against Cambodia. They are ready to win against Puerto Rico. Milla said the game against Puerto Rico will be an opportunity to test the squad technique and performance. Milla also said that they have been learning and training hard. The game against Puerto Rico will be a tough one. Five senior players in Indonesia U22 squad are expected to boost the motivation of the younger ones in the team. Milla will have the same lineup of the 2017 AFC Asia Cup qualification games to fight Puerto Rican squad during the friendly match. Milla stated the game against Puerto Rico will be an evaluation event for the whole player. The Indonesian team will attend a training camp for 11 in Bali from June 30 before deporting to Malaysia for competing in the 2017 AFC Asia Cup qualification. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia will build military base in outermost island. Obama to give first post-presidential speech in Asia at the Indonesian Diaspora Convention. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Listener commentary today entitled Indonesia Anticipates Forest Fire. Climatology, Meteorology and Geophysics Agency BMKG states that for most parts of Indonesia, this June is the beginning of the dry season. For Indonesia, the most vulnerable and very time-consuming in the dry season is disaster of forest fires that often occurred. BMKG recorded until May 2017 that the rainfall in some areas in Indonesia still reached 200 to 300 millimeters per month. At the time, several hotspots of forest and land fires were monitored. However, BMKG estimated that drought conditions in Indonesia in 2017 will not be so dry as the one in 2015, though it will not be so wet as the one in 2016. At first, in the past, burning forests was a practical and cost-effective method when traditional farmers or nomadic cultivators wanting to clear land. This method is then practiced or adopted by companies or forestry and plantation companies. They not only open new land but also to rejuvenate forests and to control pests. Probably such a method may trigger a disaster since this way is regarded unwise in its implementation. Forest and land fires are often uncontrollable and trigger wider and wilder forest fires. This is certainly endangering the survival of forest ecosystems. It is known that forest fires are the largest contributor to the deforestation development, even greater than land conventions for agriculture or illegal logging. In fact, this disaster must be anticipated as early as possible. People must care about forests, because Indonesian forests are the world's lands, the largest contributor of oxygen in the world. Negative immunity should happen to the community, such as being immune to fog due to harmless, because it doesn't necessarily kill right away. Approaches to overcome forest and land fires should pay attention to sociological and cultural aspects as well as community empowerment processes. These people who live and the forest need to be given guidance and understanding of the forest fires dangerous and how to prevent them. The government must also act decisively to give tough sanctions for violators and forest destroyers that result in fires. It should be understood that there is misleading thought as if water bombing and artificial rain were the most capable technology to solve the forest fire problem and the fog. There are other science and technology to mitigate such the use of water logger to note the condition of land so that early anticipation can be taken before the fire happens. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Music. Let's begin with June 13, 1944, where rockets are used in a war. Today, exactly 72 years ago, German forces launched 10 V-1 rockets against the UK from a position close to the Channel coast. Quoted from the history page, V-1 rocket is a jet that can be controlled without a pilot, capable of flying with an air, gyroscopes, and magnetic compass. It is also capable of releasing a ton of explosive cruise missiles. However, for the German, the launch of this deadly weapon on June 13, 1944, could not be entirely called successful. It is estimated that this attack failed due to engine failure and the failure of the blasting or missiles launching process. Of the 10 V-1 rockets directed to Britain, 5 fell near the launch site, 1 missing, and only 4 successfully landed on the opposite area. The incident killed at least 6 Londoners. This German attack was carried out because previously British troops succeeded in destroying German bomb troops as part of the war in the air. Let's move on to June 13, 1983, where Pioneer 10 becomes the first spacecraft, a man-made object that passes through the orbit of Pluto. Pioneer 10 is the first spacecraft to surpass the asteroid belt and also the first to directly observe the planet Jupiter. The aircraft was launched on March 2, 1972, and it successfully delivered the first Jupiter short-range photograph on December 3, 1973. On June 13, 1983, Pioneer 10 crossed the orbit of Neptune and became the first man-made object to leave the solar system, though it has not passed through heliopause or the Oort cloud. Let's end today in history with the death of Amran Halim, the initiator of the Improve Indonesian Spelling on June 13, 2009. Former head of the Indonesian Language Development Center, Professor Dr. Amran Halim, who passed away on June 13, 2009, is the initiator of the Improvement Indonesian Spelling. When the government established the official Indonesian spelling, name in Hanj spelling, based on Presidential Decree No. 67, 1972, the Minister of Education and Culture, Sharif Tajib, formed the Indonesian Development Committee with Amran Halim as chairman. It subsequently compiled an enhanced, improved Indonesian spelling handbook, which was first printed in 1978 by Balai Pustaka Publisher. Amran Halim, until the end of his life, was active in a number of organizations in South Sumatra, such as the chairman of the South Sumatra Education Advisory Council, South Sumatra Art Council, and scouting activities. During his youth, Amran Halim also joined the student army. For the struggle, the government awarded him the Guerrilla Star. Well, listener, that was today's In History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is BPJS Employment cooperates with Community Radio Network. BPJS for Employment National Security System cooperates with Community Radio Network across Indonesia, who are members of Indonesian Community Radio Network, JRKI, to disseminate information on water risk mitigation and social security benefits. The press release of the BPJS, which was received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on last Sunday, stated that the cooperation was signed by Head of Communication Division of BPJS Employment, Irfansa Uto Banja, and JRKI Chairman Sinamt Sutarno. The event attended by 25 representatives of JRKI members and of the region covering JRKI Central Java, West Java, and East Java immediately will prepare the work program as a follow-up of the cooperation within the 9 months ahead. This cooperation is the foundation for Indonesian Community Radio Network to conduct socialization and educational activities and dissemination of information on social security employment to the public through network and community radio activities. As a government-recognized community radio organization, JRKI is divided into 17 JRKI territories with membership reaching over 400 community radio stations across Indonesia. JRKI will serve as an extension of BPJS employment to communities in their respective regions. Head of Communication Division of BPJS Employment, Irfan Sauto Panja, also said that the corporation is expected to expand the information channel and reach out to community groups that have not been touched by BPJS. Irfan believes if the public understand how great the benefits of BPJS employment program, they will be willing to be participants. In addition, Irpansa Utobanja also said that the contents of the BPJS employment program information distributed by JRKI, whether public service advertisement up to theatrics, will be presented in accordance with the local wisdom and cultural characteristics of each region, making it easier to accept. According to him, this cooperation is in accordance with the strategic direction of management to cooperate with various parties because BPJS employment may not be able to work alone in providing protection to all workers in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Chairman of a Community Radio Network Indonesia, JRKI, Sinant Sutarno, expresses gratitude for this trust and is very happy to support the government programs aimed at prospering the community. In addition to radio broadcasting, JRKI members are also committed to being off-air socialization, even utilizing streaming technology to worker communities, especially informal ones. They call this strategy by the name of three ons, namely on-air, online, and online, which are considered to be effective and comprehensive in disseminating information to the public. Listener, that was Focus, read by Rahmana.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesia keeps increasing its defensibility by planning to build military base in the outermost island, which border with the neighboring countries. Former United States President Barack Obama will open the 4th Congress of the Indonesian Diaspora on July 1st in Jakarta. The chairman of the Indonesian Diaspora Global Network, or IDGN, Dino Patijalal, said on Monday, June 12th. As a country that is experiencing exponential growth in data volume, Indonesia and its banking system have yet to fully implement cloud computing technologies due to the regulation barriers and a lack of decent infrastructure. Indonesian state-owned electricity firm PLN has stated its readiness to absorb 60 million standard cubic feet per day of gas to be produced at the Masela block in the Arafura Sea to develop a combined cycle power plant PLTGU with a capacity of 300 megawatts of electricity. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian held a meeting with several ministers to discuss the final preparation for security and facility arrangement to be provided to homebound travelers who wish to celebrate Idul Fitri Islamic holiday in their hometowns. Indonesia is pursuing the progress and welfare of the people must rely on the demand of the universality of the Al-Quran. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, the president, remarked in his speech at the Nuzulul Quran Day commemorating the descent of Al-Quran at the State Palace on Monday, June 12 in Jakarta, that the Al-Quran becomes a blessing not only for the Arab but also for all mankind in the world. And the last item, the Indonesian national under-22 football team is ready to fight the U-22 squad of Puerto Rico, a friendly match to be held in the Magu Wuharjo Stadium, Sleman, Yogyakarta on Tuesday, June 30th. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will invite you to Flores to see the Gawi dance. Stay tuned. Listener, Flores is one of the islands in East Nusa Tenggara province. In these islands, there are 9 districts that have uniqueness of their respective regions. They have various cultural attractions with their respective regional characters, for example, dances. Such as in Manggarai Raya area, there is Caci dance. In Ngada district, there is Jai dance. In Ende district, there is Gawi dance. In Sika district, there is Hegung dance. In East Flores district, there is Hedung dance. In Gekeo district, there is Tea Eku dance, and in Lembata district, there is Pedang dance. Despite its own peculiarities, the uniqueness of local dances always brings the theme of brotherhood, unity, togetherness, and a deep sense of kinship. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you to one of the dances, namely Gawi dance. Listener, Gawi dance is one of the traditional dances of Ende Lio people. The name Gawi dance comes from two words, namely ga, which means shy or hesitate, and wi, which means interesting. Gawi dance can also be interpreted to unite themselves. This dance is the oldest dance of the Ende Lio tribe community. Formerly, Gawi is often featured in traditional ceremonies or custom rituals of the Ende Lio community. This dance is usually displayed at the end of the show as a closing and is an expression of gratitude for the blessings and graces given by God. Philosophically, from the dance form, where the dancers hold hands and form a circle, this dance illustrates the feelings of unity, togetherness, and brotherhood that are so closely intertwined. Now, Gawi dance is often featured in ceremonies such as the time of harvest, the constructions of traditional houses, the appointment of the chief, and the receptions of guests. Listener, Gawi dance is massively danced both by men and women. The dancers create a circular formation. In the formation, the male dancers are in front or inside, while the female dancers are behind or the outside. This dance movement is quite simple because it is done by holding hands, so the movement is more dominated by forward, backward, left and right, foot movement at the same time, while the movement of the hand is just one. Listener, Gawi dance is led by a person called Eko Wawi or Atta Soda. Besides leading the dance, Eko Wawi also sang poetry. In addition, in the line of dancers, there is also a dance leader called Ulu. Usually, Gawi dance does not use music accompaniment, but only accompanied by poetry dedicated by Atta Soda. To perform Gawi dance, usually the dancers wearing traditional clothes. Male dancers usually wear white t-shirts and sarung. They also wear woven fabrics and headband, while female dancers usually wear an ende, distinctive clothes, sarung, and waving. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of Gawi dance. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Memesan Hotel Lewat Telepon, or in English, booking a hotel by phone. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Memesan. Memesan. In English, to book. Kamar. Kamar. In English, room. Hotel. Hotel. In English, hotel. Melalui. Melalui. In English, by or through. Telepon. Telepon. In English, telephone. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Bantu. Bantu. In English, to help. Rabu. Rabu. In English, Wednesday. Tanggal 14. Tanggal 14. In English, on the 14th. Juni. Juni, in English, June. Ingin, ingin, in English, to want. Kamar standar, kamar standar, in English, standard room. Makan pagi, makan pagi, in English, breakfast. Berapa lama, berapa lama, in English, how long. Kurang lebih, kurang lebih, in English, more or less. Lima hari, lima hari, in English, 5 days. Fasilitas, fasilitas, in English, facility. Kolam renang, kolam renang, in English, swimming pool. Restoran, restoran, in English, restaurant. 24 jam, 24 jam, in English, 24 hours. Next is a conversation on memesan hotel lewat telepon, or in English, booking a hotel by phone. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between A, Anna, and B, Rita, at the post office.
Halo, selamat pagi. Ada yang bisa kami bantu? Halo, selamat pagi. Ada yang bisa kami bantu?
In English. Hello, good morning. Can I help you?
B. Saya ingin memesan kamar untuk hari Rabu, tanggal 14 Juni. Saya ingin memesan kamar untuk hari Rabu, tanggal 14 Juni.
In English. I want to book a room for Friday, June 14.
A. Kamar seperti apa yang Anda inginkan? Kamar seperti apa yang Anda inginkan?
In English, what type of room do you want?
B. Saya ingin kamar standar, single, tidak termasuk makan pagi. Saya ingin kamar standar, single, tidak termasuk makan pagi.
In English, I want a single standard room, breakfast not included.
A. Baiklah, untuk berapa lama? Baiklah, untuk berapa lama?
In English, alright, for how long?
B. Untuk kurang lebih 5 hari. Untuk kurang lebih 5 hari.
In English, for about 5 days.
Apa saja fasilitas hotel ini? Apa saja fasilitas hotel ini?
In English, what are the facilities in this hotel?
A. Di hotel ini tersedia kolam renang, restoran 24 jam, dan laundry. Di hotel ini tersedia kolam renang, restoran 24 jam, dan laundry.
In English, there is a swimming pool at the hotel, a 24-hour restaurant, and a laundry.
B. Baiklah, terima kasih. Saya akan telepon Anda lagi nanti. Baiklah, terima kasih. Saya akan telepon Anda lagi nanti.
In English? Very well then, thank you. I'll call you again later.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Listening Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian Language on the Radio. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dee, in the regular program Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we present dangdut songs. Let's listen to the first song entitled Maha Cinta.
Satu rindu sampaikan, kau balas dengan sejuta cinta. Satu puji ku ucapkan, kau balas kasih tiada tara. Walau tak bisa ku jama, di timur barat ada sampai nanti menjelang hidupku. Di timur barat ada wajahmu, walau tak bisa ku pandang, namun hadirmu bisa ku rasa. Tolong, tolong, jangan kau tinggal.
Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Maha Cinta sang by Novi Ayla. The song was released in Ramadan 2015. Composed by Rento Saki, the song Maha Cinta not far from the character of Novi itself as Malay Arabic with Islamic nuances. Through the lyrics of this Maha Cinta song invites anyone to get closer to God Almighty. The song Maha Cinta is not the first religion-themed dangdut song dedicated by Novi, the singer who was the alumni of the dangdut contest event in the country, who has released a lot of religious dangdut songs, so she is also widely known as a dangdut singer of religion in the country. Her name began to be known in dangdut music world after the first religious dangdut song, namely Cintai Aku Karena Allah or Chaka, which successfully in dangdut music world. Well, listener, let's listen to the next songs entitled Hanya Engkau by Novi Ayla. Happy listening. Satu yang ku puja hanya engkau, hanya engkau, hanya engkau selamanya. Tiada dua, satu kau saja. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.